Well, to federal politics now, and it has been a big week of the big sell as the federal government hit the streets to pitch its budget initiatives.
My job is to put in place good policies to make a difference for people. That's what we're doing.
This budget is an absolute rotter. It's an absolute stinker.
It's best not to listen to the scare campaigns.
The ambition is not something that we should be taxing out of the younger generations of Australia. These generations are hungry.
Albo, I'm so happy to have you on board. 47% equity. You worked for every single cent.
I think some of them are very flattering, and I thank them for picking very nice photos of me.
At the top marginal rate of 47%, as I said in Parliament last week, you're working Monday, Tuesday and half of Wednesday for yourself, and then Wednesday, Thursday and Friday for the government.
There is very legitimate concerns from small business about these changes, but there is also a high level of confusion.
We didn't expect there to be unanimous support for them, but they're the right thing to do for our economy.
The Australian economy is weak, that growth is anemic. Inflation is rising, living standards are going backwards, and now unemployment is rising as well.
That's the Deputy Opposition Leader, Jane Hume, rounding out some of the sounds of federal politics during the week. One more riff before we get the Friday panel underway. Our panel members today, Jason Katsoukas from the Saturday Paper, special correspondent, coming to us from Melbourne this morning. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Sally.
You're back on home turf. Noah Yim is a reporter with the Australian's Canberra Press Gallery Bureau and on debut for us this morning. And Noah, it's great to have you in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Stephanie Boris, our very own political correspondent. Steffi, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Now, Jason, if I can start with you, has the federal government underestimated the size of the challenge in selling the changes in this federal budget?
Well, I think it's been messy for the government this week. A few of the government's frontline ministers have appeared to be a little bit unsure of the impact of a lot of these changes in the budget. The Prime Minister has looked a bit scratchy in his media performances, getting a bit irritated with some of the questioning. I think that broadly, though, the government's probably comfortable about where this debate is. I think they're betting that most young people don't have a lot of assets and that these changes won't affect them. In fact, you know, that the housing tax changes are probably going to help them in the long term. So I think the government's probably comfortable where the debate is, even if it is a little bit messy.
Noah, has some of the backlash been coming from unexpected quarters? It takes a few days for the detail to kind of shake out of this.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that backlash to the government policies would usually come from the coalition, but I think the strongest line this week has clearly come from all those AI videos of Anthony Albanese, the 47% equity partner. And honestly, the coalition has barely had to do a thing while the government has just had to, you know, going from firefront to firefront and trying to tackle, you know, Chris Minns, these influencers coming out. There seems to be a new person every single day who seems to have a problem with the way that some of these changes have been set up. And I think that there's something for the government to do there.
And Stephanie, with friends like Chris Minns, who needs enemies, he was out making his views very clear this week.
Yeah, it doesn't help when it's someone from your own side suggesting that the federal government should do something that they're not at the moment. And the social media element of it too, right, Sally? That's been huge for the government in trying to combat that. And the misinformation.
That 47% figure
wrong,
that we heard is incorrect.
Yeah, it's
but
wrong.
But it's travel.
But even what's fascinating is one of the guys behind generating that, that social media meme was like, oh yeah, it's not really correct, but it's all about catching people's attention. And it's so true because social media, it's like a 30-second reel or a quick post that people are scrolling past. And what that gentleman was making the point of is you've just got to get people's attention. And, oh, details don't matter. Facts, yeah, we'll get to those later. And so that's really hard for the government when people see those things quickly and latch onto it.
Jason, you've been looking closely at how key government ministers, including the PM, have been communicating this week. I feel an article coming on for tomorrow. What have you noticed?
Well, I mean, the Prime Minister is doing a lot of media performances, as he always does. He's appearing on, you know, FM radio, AM radio, doing as much media as possible. But I think there are signs that when the PM is under pressure, he does get a little bit irritated, and that starts to cut through quickly. I think he's a great strategic thinker, planning for the long term. He's a great manipulator of the media behind the scenes. But I think from time to time in public, he does, you know, when under pressure, he does crack a bit easily, and I think this is perhaps a problem that the government needs to think about, how it does communicate through the PM.
And can I pick up on something there? He was on all those various interviews that have been this week. On one of the FM interviews, the Prime Minister said, "We don't have huge allies in the media, in the print media in particular. That's just the truth and something we have to factor in." That was an interesting comment, Noah.
Interesting comments there. You're on Radio National Breakfast. The Friday political panel is here. Jason Katsoukas from the Saturday Paper, Noah Yim from The Australian, and our own Stephanie Boris. Returning to economics, Noah, yesterday we had labour force data, the latest unemployment rate yesterday jumping to 4.5%. The news is even worse for some young Australians. What signals will the government be taking from this when some analysts also point to female and youth unemployment taking the biggest hit?
Yeah, I think Chalmers was out yesterday, the Treasurer was out yesterday saying yes, because of the global economic uncertainty coming out of the war in the Middle East, that a rise in unemployment was not unexpected, but it's certainly not good news for workers. The point that the Coalition made was that this stacks up their case against the current tax changes. And, you know, we saw banks and market analysts start to push back their forecast for when the RBA would raise rates. Higher than unexpected unemployment, never good news.
Jason, has the opposition been able to get traction with its own fiscal agenda? We're also just a week and a day out from Angus Taylor's budget reply speech last week. We also this week had Tim Wilson at the National Press Club during the week, in addition to Angus Taylor's speech last week.
I think it's been mixed. Angus Taylor's budget in reply speech, I think, has been dominated by two things. One is the indexation for the marginal tax rates, and I think that's being well received. He still is yet to explain how he would pay for that. Mm. But I think broadly that commitment is a popular one. A problem, though, I think, is the promise on migration. Yes, this promising a record cut to migration is good for the Coalition in some of these regional areas where One Nation is gaining traction. But I wonder whether the cost of the Coalition in the urban seats that really does need to win back, if it's ever going to govern again, it's not landing well there amongst those kinds of voters. So I think mixed results for Angus Taylor. Tim Wilson, I think he did well at the press club on Wednesday, and he has been effective in getting up some of the Coalition's messages. You know, the things it disagrees with in this budget, Tim Wilson's done a good job there, I think, in trying to go after the government.
Stephanie, on another issue on the Prime Minister's itinerary during the week, he also visited Alice Springs and met with some of the family members of Kumanjai Little Baby. It comes at a time where the government has also announced an assistance package to deal with a diphtheria outbreak, which has hit particularly many First Nations remote communities. How important was this visit for the Prime Minister?
It's an incredibly important visit to make, and one that is very sensitive and you know, has to be managed in the right way. They didn't take, you know, a string of cameras or reporters to this, which is the appropriate thing to do. There is maybe a question around why more journos weren't allowed just to question the Prime Minister afterwards at a press conference. Nowhere near the family. I totally agree with that. But it was an important visit to make, but there are a lot of questions more generally around what more the federal government could be doing for Indigenous Australians on so many different fronts.
Noel, what did you make of that visit?
Yeah, I think this is an issue that deserves a lot more coverage, and perhaps with budget, it's a very difficult issue. It's an issue that deserves more coverage, and it's just very unfortunate that the budget, the backlash, this is necessary discourse, but the fact is that this is an important issue that we're not having the full kind of conversation over, I think, right now.
Jason, just finally, how does the calendar look ahead? We've had the government out selling its budget, the opposition articulating its plans. When do we get back to business in Parliament?
Well, we've got Parliament coming back on Monday, and not just all the action of question time, but budget estimates as well. This is the this great process we have after each budget, where public servants have to explain every spending item to curious senators, and that always produces unexpected results, and it's sure to be entertaining. I think we have a fairly busy parliamentary calendar heading into that first week of July, when Parliament rises for the winter, and I think the government will be hoping that it can get its tax changes with regard to housing through the Senate by then. So it's going to be a pretty interesting 6 weeks ahead of us.
Jason, enjoy your time back in Melbourne. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sally. Pleasure as always.
Jason Katsoukas is special correspondent with the Saturday Paper. Our other panellist this morning, Noah Yim, is a reporter with The Australian in its Canberra Parliamentary Press Gallery. Noah, great to have you on this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Stephanie Boris, Radio National Breakfast political correspondent. Thank you.